This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank's with us. Class, I was going to tell you this at the beginning of hour number one, but very sad. New Year's opened with a massive earthquake in Japan. Some reports are 7.6, 7.7 on the Richter scale. And at least two people are buried alive. Or, I'm sorry, two people are dead. Many people are feared buried alive. Buildings have fallen down. Houses have collapsed. Roads have cracked where you can't drive on the road because the other side, like your lane, might have half of your lane there and the other half has fallen into an embankment. It looks like there's more than 60 tremors between the magnitude of 3.0 and 6.1 that have happened so far. So this just happened this morning, January 1st. And 51,000 people have been told to abandon their homes. 51,000 people have been told to abandon their homes. There is a risk of a tsunami. Now, this is on the western side of the island of Japan. Fukushima is on the eastern side, so it's almost across the island. Not exactly across, but on the other side of the island from Fukushima. They're thinking that that there might be 16-foot tsunami heading their way. This is a real serious thing, and I have a feeling that we're going to find later on that there's not just a few people who have been killed by this, but we're going to find hundreds that have been killed, maybe more than that. Very, very sad. Buildings literally have collapsed. Power lines down. Roofs have collapsed. Roads have buckled. Walkways, you know, from one part of a building to another have collapsed. It looks like a war zone. It really does. It's very, very sad, and it's a massive, massive undertaking to clean this up. It's very sad about the loss of life, and I just wanted to let you know that this has happened. So it's on the western side of central Japan, kind of almost opposite Tokyo. Frank had a...
Thanks for that information, Vince. That's an update. We believe in prayers, and I do. Let's just see what we can do. So, thanks for that information.
Yeah, Frank, you were going to tell us about the refrigerator and the failure point because of, I guess, rust, right? And food or particles clogging the tube?
Especially, I mean, it has to be a fridge there because that's where I've been encountering them. So if you open your door and if you do have this beautiful classic, I mean, and I'm telling you, there are classy, and Vince has attested to that. And Vince would have not have bought something that was not classy. Isn't that right, Vince? Anyway, to make a long story.
Well, you know, yeah. I went into the kitchen and I looked at ours, and ours looked really plain Jane. And I was thinking about Sergei's, who has the trim model. I mean, he has a magnificent house. It looks... His look really, really high end, you know, like the Wolf, the Sub Zero, the Viking, but it's the same refrigerator, yeah. Freezer. It's just a slightly newer model, and he has the trim kit. So the trim kit really, really makes it look exotic.
And they're much more practical than your. Should I say, well, because you get a full fridge and a full freezer, a stand up freezer at that, mm-hmm. But. But anyway, yeah, so one of the weak points is obviously moisture comes down this copper tube class. It's in the back. You won't see the copper tube, but you will see some tubes coming from this thing called compressor, which is like a big round black thing in the back of your fridge. And there will be pipes going out, and they'll have a bit of insulation. But what happens, the insulation there is to actually stop, because the suction line coming down is a little bit more colder than the surrounding areas, and you know what happens when cold and hot get together. You get condensation, you get water buildup, and so on and so forth. So to stop that, the manufacturers put an insulation wrap around these pipes. The unfortunate thing is, because of this fault, that insulation is also stopping water from coming out of it. So the insulation is there to stop water from being created, but in this case, it's stopping water from actually coming out of it. So what happens, that water just stays in there and stays in there, stays in there. And contradictory to popular belief, copper does rust, does pit, and does leak. If you have extended warranty on your product, don't worry, it'll probably be fixed on the warranty. As I said, it's about a $600-$800 job. I've done a number of them free to the customer, not to the insurance company, extended insurance company. But if you don't, I would recommend that you go back there and slit that thing in the bottom part so that that water could actually come out and not stay there and rust that pipe away.
Frank, is this that sticky cork / rubber / tar type insulation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So would you recommend, as you were describing this, I know exactly where it is, because what we did, instead of having the trim kit around our refrigerator freezer, I put rollers underneath it so I can slide them out, vacuum behind it, you know, make sure that it's maintained in the last, you know, maybe I'm thinking 50 years. I have some Rust-Oleum. Rust-Oleum metal primer. It's brown, and I'm thinking, should I take that insulation off and clean it so that I can paint it with Rust-Oleum, you know, metal primer, and then put a finish coat of Rust-Oleum enamel on that exact location, and then put the insulation back.
Well, I mean, this now goes a little bit beyond most students. The ideal situation would be to get into the back part of that fridge, and where there's a plate, where there's an evaporator, and literally put a bit of silicone, a bit of sealant, doesn't have to be silicone, a bit of sealant around the pipe that goes down, so that the water, see, the water is coming there when the unit goes into defrost. And for whatever reason, instead of going down to the drain tube, some of it end up going down that little tube on the side. And so that would be the first thing I do. And then this, what you've just said is another beautiful prevention for it. Yes. Yeah. But the real problem happens inside the fridge where those pipes are coming down. So it's a little bit more technical, but it can be done. You know, take a whole Sunday and do it.
Frank, right. It takes me a lot. If it takes a Sunday, it'll take me a month. But, you know, Frank, there's a tray that is a defrost condensation tray in the refrigerator. It's just about at the height of the top of the vegetable crisper or the drawers. And it looks to me like if a little piece of broccoli got in there, or, you know, some piece of food got in there, it could clog that little drain, and then you could have water on the floor, right?
Absolute water on the floor, but most times there's water inside your fridge in the bottom. Yeah.
Right.
Very common.
So what do you recommend we do? I can talk about what I do to clean that out, but what is there a prevention that can be done? Because I'm pretty darn sure that if you have a refrigerator long enough that's self-defrosting, that you're gonna have this problem. It's almost 100%, right?
Yeah. Most 100%. Well, the first thing I do is to make sure that you do have that problem, and I literally just take a cup of water and I put it right against the back plate of the unit inside. It's very hard, obviously, to try to tell our students exactly what to do, because I mean I kind of do it so automatically. But and then I just kind of just let the water fall through the back plate and see and let it go into that drain tube that's in the back part. So and I, if the water is not going down, for sure that drain tube is plugged up. But you also would have seen, because there would have been a little bit of ice or water in the bottom of your fresh fruit vegetable tray.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, I mean, basically, myself, I do have what we call a little nitrogen tank that has a little kind of hose, and I go in there. But for our students, which probably wouldn't have that thing, a water vacuum, you know, that the one a vacuum that can suck up water, is go to the back and find this tube where the drain, where the water does come down to this drain pan that you're talking about, and simply suck that part of it. And you can do that by either putting your hand against that pipe and the hose from your vacuum. So that's one easy way that I would recommend. Now, you may have a better way because you are Vince. So
well, I don't have a better I don't have a better way. I just have some different ways. Well, one thing that I do is I take a solution of, we'll call it Dawn or Palmolive dishwashing liquid. Now, I don't use the pink stuff because that's really corrosive. And I'll make a solution of that and water, and I'll pour it down there. And what it does is it kind of cleans that area, and it reduces the surface tension. The dishwashing detergent loosens the surface tension of whatever's stuck on that tube or in the tray, and just goes right down.
Wow.
And here's another thing that I do. We have a lot of, because we have an automotive shop, we have a lot of tie wraps, and these are those zip ties.
Okay.
And we have them in different lengths, and some of them are pretty long.
You know,
maybe
with that, yeah.
Yeah, some of them are pretty long, maybe 16
wow.
inches long. And what we do is we find the one that'll fit down a tube that might have a clog in it, and a zip tie is strong enough to resist kinking, and it is flexible enough to go around the bends. So it works really well as a like a pipe cleaner almost in small pipes. So that's just that's a universal lesson.
That is a beautiful. I myself gonna. I don't have an automotive shop, but I do have a lot of those. That's a beautiful little trick. Oh my God, Ben!
It works. It works really well. It works really well.
Yes.
So, class, you might want to try that, and you don't have to do any of these things. You don't. A person does not have to clean out the dust from the coils. You don't have to do any of these things. You'll just end up buying appliances more often, or having them having a service technician like Frank come out and fix it for you. But Frank, it seems to me that if you've got a 20-year-old appliance, it'll cost more to have a repair done to it than it cost when it was brand new. Is that right?
Well, I've been in the field for such a long time, over 40 mm-hmm. years. So I've found ways of doing things reasonably inexpensive, partly because mm-hmm. I used to have a secondhand appliance store, so we had to be very creative in repairing appliances that we were able to sell again. And when we come.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Pacheco's with us, and he has a wealth of knowledge about appliances, 40-something years in the business. And, Frank, you were telling us that you had a used appliance shop or store, and you had to be creative in the way that you repaired appliances. Please tell us about that.
Well, first of all, I used to live in a major city in here in Canada. And we, this is a, first of all, look, okay, I get very excited when I'm doing this show. So I'm going to calm down. I'm going to say, if there is any young students listening to our program or our class, and if they're kind of lost not knowing what they want to do, I can just testify that being in the appliance repair business is it's rewarding. You'll never get bored. And I love the fact that, like, I'm going to say auto mechanic, you're there with that car and you're repairing and then you see the customer gives us problems and then you fix it. But in the appliance repair business, it's not only the repairing of the appliance that I enjoy, but the interaction that you have with the public is just like totally tremendous. It's such a satisfying job. Now, it's very hard, and I don't know if in the United States you experienced this problem, but in Canada, especially in the province of Ontario, it's so hard trying to get an appliance repair person that so really it's so I'm promoting the appliance trade right across Canada, maybe across the world with our GCN radio, but yeah, so it's yeah, so And then, so going back to my appliance shop, at one time, appliances were reasonably expensive, eh? And so we had our days where people would put their garbage out, i.e. used appliances, and we would go around with a pickup truck, look at it and say, oh, that's a good one, that's a good one. And we would make our rounds, and we would do it early in the morning. It was like picking money from the street. That's the way I felt. So, you know,
And the difference is you knew how to take one of those appliances that the owner didn't know what to do with and just gave up, and you knew how to turn it into a working appliance again.
Into working appliances and to some sort of money, yeah. No, it was a beautiful time in my life, Vince, where I would pick these appliances, and a lot of times were just broken bowels. And I said, gee, if this person only took a little fast look at the bottom of this washing machine and realized that all it was the belt. The same thing for dryers. Those were very common things of things that we found on the street. There were the dryer's belts broken. Oh, the drum doesn't go around. Oh, it's work. Oh, it's not worth repairing. Let me get another. And the other one was obviously washing machines. But when I said trying to be creative, for example, let's take your problem with your compressor and all this jazz. Like, I've learned, in the second appliance repair business, well, to get the original compressor is 3 times more expensive than your basic compressor, but we learned that there are sub-manufacturers that do their compressors that are not brand name specific brand. So you learn how to research, you learn to find out, okay, by the size, the physical size, by knowing what you're doing. So let's say I look at your fridge right now and I look at that compressor and I would say to myself, oh, it looks like it's an eighth or quarter, I don't know. But those are the horsepowers of compressors. You can go one step further and try to find out by the part number of the compressor that you have, how strong it is. And refrigerants are the same. Then it's just being like kind of knowing how to mount that. Yeah, it may not mount properly. You may have to turn everything upside down or the other way around. And many fridges we repaired by just putting what we figured. And then this is where now, if you're an appliance repair person and you've gone to school, you'll learn about pressures and how different refrigerations work with different pressures. And then you basically put that compressor in and you forget about how much, how many ounces of refrigerant, because that doesn't count anymore because it's a whole different process. But you learn about frost patterns, you learn about one of the things that was always called the spit test, which it's interesting. We can talk a little bit about the spit test. Spit test is basically if you feel that your fridge is not working properly, and if you're brave enough,
we'll be right back.
Oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The tsunami warnings that were issued after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake shook Japan have been scaled back. Residents in west central Japan were seeking higher ground after the quake triggered tsunami warnings. There have been strong aftershocks, and rescue teams are now trying to search for survivors in the rubble of homes and buildings. There's a much anticipated list of names set to be revealed in the new year. The release has been ordered by a federal judge in New York. York, and it could shed more light on who worked with or profited from prolific billionaire and alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Ukrainians marking the new year with a day of mourning in Kiev as the death toll has risen from Russia's latest and largest aerial attack of the war. Come February, the conflict will hit the two-year mark. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Today.
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I think we are going where radio has not dared to go before. We're talking about replacing a compressor on a refrigerator or a freezer. And Frank is talking about substituting a compressor. Now, you know, I can't imagine a radio program talking about, you know, not buying a drop-in replacement. Frank's talking about buying a replacement that's not exact. The footprint is not the same. The layout of the plumbing is not the same. The height's not the same. You know, this is, and I think it's great. I absolutely do. Frank, so
before you go any further. Before you go any further, it's no different than the other program which I said, why didn't I think of that? When you're installing a sink,
right.
Do you know how many dishwashers I install and I go on and eat counters and there's your kitchen sink and what's in the middle of it? A
Tell me.
I said, wow. I mean, like, absolutely. And Kathy was right. So much space is wasted. But see, that's the beautiful of your of our class. It's just, yeah. Oh, I'm so happy to be part of it. Let's put it this way. Do you remember that class you had with Cassie about how you
installed
your drain system to the side so that you have the full-fledged under the counter to put things in?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, we have a class. The USA Preparis instructors are really innovators. Not one of us is satisfied with the way things are. We are always, every single one of us is looking for a better way.
Yeah.
Every one of us. And so what I think you're talking about is, let's say you have a refrigerator like a Frigidaire that has a Panasonic brand compressor.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to find, you might be able to find a replacement that has a different name, like Embraco.
Embraco.
E-M-B-R-A-C-O. Yeah.
Or even go to the junkyard on the fridge that's been getting away and look at that compressor and take a chance on it.
Well, Frank, here's one quick question. You were going to talk about the spit test, but I have one question that the class is probably interested in. So if you find, let's say you have a Panasonic brand compressor, original equipment, or Tecumseh, and you find an Embraco brand that is, you know, one-third the price, but is still a reliable, recognized brand name. And if you have a choice of going just, let's say, you can't find exactly the same size, but you're real close. You're within, let's say, 10 or 15%. Would you rather go with, for a refrigerator or a freezer, would you rather go with one that's 10% or 15% smaller, or would you go larger?
I would go larger, personally myself, because, see, once you've installed your compressor, and with that screen, you can play around with the charge. You can play around with the refrigerant that goes into that fridge. You can almost run, see, for our class, refrigeration is one of those things, it's like water. It boils, and when it boils, it removes heat, and that's what the heat that you're removing for refrigerant. However, it does it at a much lower pressure, like boiling water. This is so the class can understand. Boiling water, it's 212 degrees Fahrenheit, but the only reason why it boils at that pressure is because our atmospheric pressure is 12 point whatever it is inches. But if you were to reduce that pressure in the atmosphere, you could actually boil water at a much lower temperature. And that's exactly the concept that's used in refrigeration is refrigeration boils at a much lower temperature. So to summarize the whole thing that you're saying, Vince, if you have a stronger compressor, you can play around with the refrigerant, okay, the refrigeration that's going into the system and its pressure. But if you have a lower strength compressor, then there's not much you can do with the refrigerant per se. You kind of lost that second ability to do anything with it.
Yeah, and class, what Frank's talking about is really interesting.
It is.
What he's saying is that the refrigerant will boil at less than 32 degrees. It boils, what, around 20-something, 27 degrees maybe?
Well, even minus 10.
It depends
on the refrigerant you have, but anyway,
Yeah, and here's another thing. So in your propane tank, and I know this is a little different subject, but in your propane tank, let's say you have a 500-gallon tank or 250-gallon tank, the propane is a liquid when it's compressed, but in order to use it, it has to boil. So it's boiling at below freezing.
Exactly.
You know, the temperature at which water freezes. So literally, the propane is boiling off into a gas, and then you use the gas for cooking, heating, you know, those kind, your generator, those kinds of things. I just wanted to share that. But you're talking about the spit test, S-P-I-T. Please.
But going back, propane is, believe it or not, propane is a great refrigerant. It's too bad that it, it's very flammable too, because and there have been many a times that the industry has tried, and there are some appliances that actually tell you it has a bit of propane in it, but and it's safe for the environment, so it's a great refrigerant.
I love propane and butane as refrigerant. and Frank, it's more efficient. The molecule's larger, takes less energy to move.
Yep.
But if you have a leak and it gets on in a big spark, I mean, you can have an explosion. But the thing that's great about propane and butane is they're naturally occurring. The thing that's bad about them is DuPont can't patent it because it's a natural substance. And because they can't patent it, they can't control the market. Because they can't control the market, I mean, propane is really cheap. I mean, you can buy a gallon of it for $1.60. You can't buy a gallon of any other refrigerant for $1.60. Yeah. Impossible.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're talking, you know, with the new refrigerants for an automobile, the 1234Y, was it YF1234? That's like $60 a pound or $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm going to this famous spit test thing. For example, if you were to replace your the fridge with a different compressor altogether, you would forget about pressures. What you would be doing now is what we call the spit test. And the spit test is basically something very interesting. You put a bit of spit in your finger, and you go down the evaporator coil, and literally where there's refrigerant in that coil, your spit, your finger will stick to it. Let me see if I can explain in a nice way. So you've changed your compressor. Now, how much refrigerant am I going to put in here? It can't be what the label says, because the label just says 11 ounces, 2 ounces, 3 ounces, whatever it is, but that's gone. That's gone out the window. So now you're going to depend on creativity, and in our field, spit, for whatever reason, is our creativity. So we keep adding refrigerant until our spit freezes at the last row of the evaporator coil. Once that happens, you know that there's enough refrigerant in there to keep and do what that fridge freezer is supposed to do. Forget about what the gauges. We have special gauges that tell you what pressure things are. Forget about that, because your spit test, by the fact that you can freeze that bit of spit at the end of that evaporator coil, means that your coil is full of refrigerant and you're good to go. Now, where can our class use this? If you find that your fridge is not cooling properly, I mean, there's many reasons why a fridge doesn't cool properly: cold control, the evaporator fan motor, but the other one is refrigerant. If you are brave enough to take that back plate, and while the fridge is running for a little while, and if you put your finger in any of those coils, and if it doesn't freeze, that means you have a leak in your system. And then you have to make a decision. Am I going to call someone and charge me $150 to actually tell me I have a leak and it's not repairable, or do I spend my money on something else? So that's great advice for our students. But you have to be a little bit brave and be able to take the back part of your fridge, where the evaporator part is, the part that makes the cold.
Yeah, you mentioned Kathy, and she taught a class, and I believe the number was 900. She had a three-door refrigerator in her home, and they couldn't figure out exactly what was going on. The repair technician said, it's a common problem with this particular model. It's $900 to fix it. So she asked me, and you know, we talked about it, and I said, you know, Whirlpool makes a really, really durable, about 22, I think, cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator. It's more of an older style, two doors side-by-side, but it's really durable. And that's what they did. They found one on the internet. They found a perfectly clean one and bought that, and they're delighted with it. And they were able to sell the parts from their old Asian-branded refrigerator for probably close to the $900 that it would have cost to repair it. And so for maybe $250, $275, they bought this Whirlpool, which is probably more than, they started climbing in price because people figured out that the new refrigerator freezer combos are really not as durable as people. They look great, you know, from a distance, but when you open the doors, they're light and flimsy, and they just don't last. So she bought the older model, and she loves it. We still have one in storage at our farm. I love it. It's great. It's a great machine.
Well, as you know, I don't have a secondhand store anymore. I haven't had it for a number of years. The out-of-country market kind of put a damper on that, bringing in appliances, which people thought were better, but the truth is coming out now that they weren't better, they were just cheaper in terms of cost. But to this day, I help my customers going into, Facebook market. I mean, there's so many around, but unfortunately, for loving or hating, you could, in my area, put a fridge in. And then I will go and talk to the customer. Like, I will help my customers buy what I think is a decent fridge. And there are a number of ways, and maybe another class we can say when you're going out to buy a second-hand appliance. I mean, we've touched here and there and there, but we maybe will make it a nice, beautiful class of when you're going out to buy a fridge, some of the things to look for.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Like the questions to ask, the research to do, find out how much it weighs, before you go out there. Look at if you're going to buy a new one, look at the weight of, each model of the new one and go, ooh, how do they get so light? Compare that to, an older one. And do you really need that TV screen in your refrigerator? How many TV screens do we actually need? But that would be a great class to talk about
what to look for and the questions to ask. Curiosity going. When I go out and look at a fridge for a customer, I say, oh, nice, and look at the shelves, and then I said, do you mind if I plug it in? And no, plug it in. I plug it in, let the fridge run. I unplug it, and I plug it back in. And I'll come back and tell you that little story, why it's so important to do that.
Okay. This is a great, great story that Frank is going to teach. He's going to talk about the pressure that's built up behind the compressor and what happens and why this is important to know. Great story. Frank's with us.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank's with us, and you know, class, it's absolutely amazing to me. I'm looking at the rankings of USA Repairs. We're talking about more in-depth repairs, refrigeration. Frank's class is ahead of Morning Edition, that's NPR, ahead of Republic Broadcasting Network as a whole, ahead of Salem News, ahead of WNYC, that's New York Radio, ahead of WTOP, which is Washington, D.C. radio. And we're talking about refrigerants and fixing your compressor and swapping compressors. Absolutely impressive. Well done, Frank. I love broadcasting.
I'm so proud that that's happening, and I'm so proud for our classes. Yeah. You know, Vince, you deserve and the class deserves it, because I'm telling you, there's not much out there that's as entertaining. I mean, we have fun. I have fun doing the class. You have fun, and you said, you're totally amazing. And I'm saying this because, as our class knows, you do so many different programs, and you're so proficient in all of them. I mean, it'd be talking to Kathy, it'd be talking to, so all our instructors. You seem to have a man of many talents, I would say. But anyway,
well,
that being said, go on.
I had ADHD when I was younger, and they say that our when you have ADHD, your brains are wired differently. So maybe that's part of it. I want to know about everything. But we're talking about pressures and buying a used refrigerator or a freezer, plugging it in to listen to it run, and then unplugging it and then plugging it back in. Please continue. That's fascinating.
And that's what's going to happen is, what should happen is, you should start hearing a click, 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 which basically means the fridge is working absolutely perfect. Don't be worried about that, because that's telling you so many things. First, it's telling you that the compressor is working properly. It's creating that forward pressure, because that's what the compressor does. It's telling you that the protective device for for that compressor, which is the relay, current relay, is working absolutely perfect. And then it's also telling you that refrigerant, there's no leak. However, if you plug that fridge in, unplug and plug it back in, and the compressor starts working right away, either the compressor is not pumping properly or you have a leak in the system. And it sounds so, well, thank you. It's a very nice-looking fridge, but I think I'm not going to buy this one. Thank you very much. Because there's nothing more frustrating than even paying $100, Vince, bringing the thing home, and it doesn't cool. And then you've just gotten taken in by someone who found it on the side of the road and made a fast $100. You know, I mean, it takes a long time with minimum wage at these days. that's almost a day's work. And yeah. So, class, that's a beautiful trick, and I use it all the time.
So, class, this is really important. Make sure we've got this right. Yeah. So the refrigerator's running. It's getting cold. It seems like it's working fine. Unplug it. And then right away, I mean, not 10 minutes later, not 5 minutes later, right away, plug it right back in. It should not start. You should hear it try to start. You should hear a clicking of a relay, and the relay should be saying, I can't start because there's too much pressure for me to turn the compressor over. That's what it's telling you. If it does start, that means you don't have enough refrigerant in it, as Frank said. Absolutely fabulous. That's a trick of the trade. Which Frank just taught you. Frank, I just wanted to share a real quick story. You're talking about the spit test. That's kind of a funny story. And it's true. So on the East Coast, there was this couple, young couple, and they're driving in a snowstorm. It's really, really cold. This is not a joke. This is true. So they were driving along, and a guy and a gal in their vehicle. It's snowing, icy, really, really cold on the East Coast of the United States. And she had to relieve herself. So there was nobody around, so she just went to the back of the car, and he kept the engine running, and she, pulled her pants down, and just so she wouldn't fall, she kind of leaned against the car. She did the spit test with her rear end against the car. Frank. This is not a joke. She literally, the skin of the side of her butt stuck to the freezing cold metal. That's the spit test.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard of that?
I had something similar when I first came to Canada from Portugal, and in the cold, I kind of was put my lips against a pump, and I lost half my lips at that time. I sure thought my spit test.
Yeah. And, you don't want to lick a frozen pipe. That's for sure.
But as a kid, as an immigrant, what the hell did you expect me to do? Well, it was a beautiful program, beautiful class, and we didn't cover half of what syllabus I sent to you. However, there will be another Monday. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that's what Rich says all the time. But he blames it on me. So
No. Totally my fault. Okay.
No. It was a great, great class, Frank. There's so much information woven in between all of those scenarios and stories and lessons. It was very, very well done. Frank, I love broadcasting with you. Class, I love being on the air with you all. Thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity. We'll see.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.